O Emmanuel, Rex et legi fer noster, expectatio gentium, et salvatore arum, veni ad salvandum nos, Domine Deus noster. Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Let your face shine on us, O God, and we shall be saved. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. O come, desire of nations, bind in one the hearts of all humankind. O bid our sad division cease, and be for us our King of Peace. O come, O dayspring from on high, and cheer us by your drawing nigh. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadow put to flight. O key of David, come, and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high, and close the path to misery. O come, flower of Jesse's stem, from every foe deliver them that trust your mighty power to save, and give them victory o'er the grave. O come, great Lord of might, who to your tribes on Sinai's height in ancient times once gave the law, in cloud and majesty and awe. O come, wisdom from on high, who orders all things mightily, to us the path of knowledge show, and teach us in her ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel. Now the days of Mary have come to term, and she will deliver her firstborn son. I trust in God, even when I say, I am sorely afflicted. I believe, even when I cry out, no one can be trusted. What gift can repay Adonai for such goodness to me? I will raise the cup of freedom as I call on the holy name, and I will fulfill all my vows in the presence of the people. Adonai, you hate to see your faithful ones perish and die. It is I, the servant you love, the one you have freed from bondage, who calls to you now for help. I bring an offering of thanks as I call on your name. I fulfill my vows to you, Adonai, standing before your assembly. In the courts of your house, my God, in the very heart of Jerusalem. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Now the days of Mary have come to term, and she will deliver her firstborn son. A reading from the second letter of Peter. In God's eyes, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are as a single day. God does not delay in keeping the promise, though it may seem to some like a delay. Rather, God shows you generous patience, wanting none of you to perish, but all to wake up and change the direction of your lives. Thanks be to God. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid. You will see the salvation worked by our God. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid. You will see the salvation worked by our God. In the morning you will go forth, and God will be with you. You will see the salvation worked by our God. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid. You will see the salvation worked by our God. O Emmanuel, our sovereign and lawgiver, the expectation of all nations, and the one who saves them, come to save us all. O Adonai, our God. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Oh. our sovereign and lawgiver, the expectation of all nations, and the one who saves them. Come to save us all, O Adonai, our God. Lord Jesus, light for those who wait in darkness, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ Jesus, joyous song for those who have no voice. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, dance of freedom for those paralyzed by fear. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ Jesus, healing balm for all who suffer from illness or injury. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, consoling embrace for those who grieve the death of loved ones. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ Jesus, strength of all who struggle for justice. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Our dear Rabbi in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Gracious God, you fulfilled your promise to be with us in Jesus, our Emmanuel. His way of living among us reveals that your will can indeed be done on earth as it is in heaven. His way of loving is the hope and expectation of all nations. As we prepare our homes and tables for sharing the coming feast, may we prepare our hearts to receive his Spirit, so that we can share his life and love with all your people. We ask this in the name of our Emmanuel, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the one who makes peace rain down from the heights, shower us and all on earth with freedom and new life. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Loving Mother of our Savior, holding open heaven's only hope, star for steerage in this vastness, rise to help us save the sinking. Nature's greatest wonder, you have borne your own true Maker, giving human life to him. Virgin ever before and after, that good news from Gabriel, Word of life for living, tell it now, mercy to all people. The angel of the Lord brought the message to Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. We ask, O God, that we who have been privileged to receive the good news of the incarnation of Christ, your word, may be prepared through his passion and cross to approach also the glory of his resurrection. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.